Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening and welcome to the show. This is Pam Heath, and I'm the Yes Coach. I appreciate your being here with me tonight. I'm enjoying being here every week on Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have a conversation with you about the science of yes. I'm the Yes Coach, and I teach people to be living their life powerfully inside the technology that I call the science of yes. The power of yes is the power to do whatever you want to do, to have whatever you want to have, to have your life created by design, and to do what it is that you truly want to have and do in life. The power of yes. My philosophy is based on the belief that I have, that I give away to everyone, that you can have anything that you want in life. Anything that you want is available, as long as you're willing to say you want it. I have a very, very unique way of translating that technology, and I really, really appreciate your joining me tonight and listening in as I talk about the science of yes. My name is Pam Heath, and I call myself the Yes Coach, and I live in the world of yes. I'm inviting you to come play with me in this world that I call yes. I'm a single mother, and I live in the Southern California area. I have one son who is 29 years old, and he's an aspiring music producer, and what I do for a living is, well, I'm a yes coach. What I do for fun, I love singing karaoke and love watching movies, reading science fiction and fantasy novels, and playing video games. Yes, that's right. You heard me. I'm a gamer. For real, I'm serious. I'm not kidding. I play World of Warcraft, and I play Guild Wars and Diablo 3 and Lord of the Rings Online, and I belong to alliances and guilds, and I have friends in England, in Australia, and in Canada. I have friends all over the world who I've never met and who I play with regularly. I'm talking about adults. I'm not talking about kids. I'm talking about people who enjoy playing games. I also love children, and I believe in the power of the mind in every sense of the word. I empower the law of attraction. I'm a devout Christian who also practices Nichiren Buddhism. I call myself a yes coach. In my process, I call it the science of yes. And I want to talk to you a little bit about my process tonight. And why do you think I call it the science? Well, I call it a science because I specialize in supporting right-brain people to achieve spiritually what left-brain people achieve intellectually. And to me, that makes it scientific. I have an interesting background. I went to college, but I didn't pursue a career in what I studied in college. Studying broadcast journalism was training in creativity and communication through writing. And what came next over the next almost 30 years of my career as a legal administrator, an operations manager, and a human resource expert? Eventually, I realized that I could leverage all of this diverse experience and expertise. And I began my own consulting company, and I developed a technique I called Yes Coaching, based on the principle that anything is possible if you're willing to say yes. And Yes Coaching has now evolved into the science of yes. I provide the strategy, coaching, and support for a life fueled by your unending passion. So, by simply being a yes, you expand your capacity to have anything you're willing to say yes to. And when I say be yes, I'm not talking about semantics or simply the word. And I'm not just talking about positive thinking. I'm speaking of a mindset. how you live your life and who you get to be as you live your life and the actions you take inside of that. That's right. There's who you are in life and there's who you be in life. And what I'm teaching you has everything to do with who you be and what you do as you are being that. So if who you be is yes, and what you do is sourced by yes, then what you get is a life of power, passion, and fun. And that's all there is to it. It's not complicated. As a matter of fact, we humans are the ones who complicate things. Yeah, we do. So what I'm going to give you access to is a very simple way to go about your life, to enhance what you are already up to. Now, I'm really taking liberty here because I'm relying on a few things. First, I'm taking it on faith that you want to take your life on in this manner. You want the yes, I can attitude, and you want to take the steps to live the life of your dreams. More smiles, more joy, more happiness. You're on the hunt for the pathway to the good life, the happy, satisfied, fulfilled life. I'm assuming, since you're listening to a broadcast called The Science of Yes, that you actually are thinking about having something to do with yes. That word conjures up for you an affirmative. That word conjures up for you a positive outlook, a positive mindset. Yes, I can. So let's find out. That is you, right? I call myself a yes coach, and why I call my process a science is because I look at the definition of the word science. The definition of that word is the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. Now, I know that's a mouthful, whoa, but I want you to get clear about who you are and what you want in life through observation and experiment, and then you burst through to take actions to achieve your goals, doing what you've always wanted to do in life, taking charge and making things happen in a time frame you may not have thought was possible. What you're going to end up learning is that by being a yes, you expand your capacity to have anything you're willing to say yes to. When I say be yes, I'm not talking about semantics or simply the word. I'm not just talking about positive thinking. I'm speaking of a mindset and how you live your life and who you be and the actions you take inside of that. So I'm going to take you down a pathway. And before I do, I want to get you to get really clear about that person behind your eyeballs, that person in your head, that person that you're listening to now. That person, you want to hear them and know them and understand what they're up to. So here, let's just take 20 seconds on the clock. 20 seconds and see if you can listen to that little voice in your head behind your eyeball. So I'm not going to say anything for 20 seconds. And during that 20 seconds, I want you to sit up straight wherever you are, in your chair, on the couch, in your bed. Just sit up for a moment. Put your hands in your lap. Close your eyes and let your mind go blank. I'm going to set my clock to tick off 20 seconds. Okay, how was that for you? What happened during that little 30 seconds? What was going on in your mind? Did you hear a little voice in the background? A little voice that was telling you, hey, what's going on here? A little voice that was worried about the silence. A little voice that was concerned that there was nothing going on. Did you hear it? See, that little voice is always in the background, always, always, always. And that little voice, a lot of times, people make the mistake of thinking that it's you. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not. It's not you. That little voice, a lot of people have a lot of names for that person. That little voice is not actually you. It's sometimes people call that voice the editor. Sometimes people call that voice, not the editor, but maybe you might call it the principal, your mom, some kind of critical, disapproving person. And that's the little voice that is you. Here's what you want to know. That little voice is constantly telling you what you should be doing, what you should not be doing, and everything in between. That little voice is a very, very, very nasty little individual. And believe you me when I tell you, it's not you. It's not. I promise you it's not. That little voice in your head constantly telling you what you're doing wrong and what's not okay about what you're wearing or what you're eating or who you're seeing, all that stuff that goes on is actually the little editor in your head that keeps you from believing that you can accomplish the things you want to accomplish in life. So, here's what I want to tell you, and I hope that you can hear this. I want to tell you that from now on, if you really, truly want to have a life you love, you're going to have to learn to tell that little voice to hush up. And this is how you do it. When that little voice is talking to you in the background, when something's going on in your life, when it's telling you you can't or you shouldn't or anything that's going on that is not actually what you want or the committed result that you're looking for. So I provide coaching and support and empowerment and validation and structure and whatever you need so that you can be powerful in the face of that little voice. And people who have creative spiritual minds especially are at the effect of that little voice. They're creative, they design, they're people who live their life in a spiritual context, and they're often stopped by, used by, and interrupted by that little voice. And I want you to know that I understand. It's, you know, it's very sad when we hear about somebody like the DJ Avicii, the incredible, talented guy who did Levels. And, you know, it's just unbelievable to me that he's gone, that he actually died. But it's unfortunate that a lot of these very talented, very, very talented musicians and artists, it's hard for them, especially when they start to gain fame and the dream that they've been chasing starts to become reality, and a lot of them, they can't handle it, and not because they don't have the power to, they have the power to, but they are listening to that little voice, they're listening to that voice in the background, it's telling them, and they struggle with substance abuse. They struggle with relationship issues, and ultimately they take their own lives because they're seeking peace. You know, it's sad. It's very sad, and you know that it happens all the time on a daily basis that creative, beautiful minds, you know, end up, you know, ending their lives. It's sad. What I bring to the table is a powerful, powerful structure inside of the yes modality And I offer it with, you know, with enthusiasm and power and happiness. If you are someone who is artistic, creative, if you're someone who's looking to create for yourself a world that's given by a positive mindset, then the science of yes is for you. I can support you. You know, I focus my practice on spiritual and health practitioners and creative artists, and I can help you run your career as a business and not as a hobby. In other words, you're not out of pocket, you're not struggling, you know, to survive. You're actually, you know, successful and profiting from your talent and your skill set. So even if you're currently working full-time and you do your passion on the side, you want to get yourself to a place where your business is up and running and supporting you. Callers are welcome. You can call in at 323-642-1207. That's 323-642-1207. I can answer any questions. I can support you in whatever you're up to in life. And the bottom line is that where we're coming from with the power of the science of yes is to give you access to something that will create for you an access for life occurring in a different context than it actually is in the current reality. You know, there's a lot of things that go along with life besides living it. You know, I'm in the process of writing a book right now. It's almost complete. It's called Say Yes. It's not that complicated. And it's about my process utilizing the science of yes and contributing to individuals and entrepreneurs and having them win in life. I'll be updating you when it is published, but I teach from many modalities, and one of the modalities I teach from is movie analogies and musical quotes. I'm just that kind of gal. One of my favorite songs is from the animated motion picture Aladdin, and it's the one that Disney put out that Robin Williams was the voice of the genie in Aladdin. Robin Williams, I'm a huge fan, devastated when he passed away. He's the voice of the genie in Aladdin. You may or may not be familiar with the story of Aladdin. Aladdin is one of the song of the stories that are included in the Arabian Nights. And it tells the tale of a young thief in Baghdad who comes across a lamp. And when he rubs it, out pops this genie, which in the animated motion picture is voiced by Robin Williams. This genie explains to him that the lamp that he rubbed is a magical lamp, and that when you rub it, he is compelled to give you 3 wishes. So in other words, you can wish for anything you want. And Aladdin was a little confused about that. He was like, what do you mean anything I want? Because he doesn't get the whole concept that this is an omnipotent genie, a powerful god, you know, creature, and that he can grant him wish with the snap of his finger. So Aladdin was confused, and he asked the genie, well, what do you mean? Explain it to me. And the genie sung a song to him, and that song, as the voice of Robin Williams, sings one of my favorite songs in the whole world. I love this song. I coach from this song. It's called You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me. Now, I'm not going to sing the song for you, and I'm not going to, you know, include all the lyrics here, but I'm going to actually recreate for you the most important lyrics that I want you to make note of, because I base a lot of my coaching using this song as an analogy. You are Aladdin, and the genie is the universe, and this is how the song begins. You've got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You've got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo, and how. All you got to do is rub that lamp. And I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order. Jot it down. You ain't never at a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shah. Say what you wish. It's yours. True dish. Hey, how about a little more baklava? Have some of column A. Try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Consider for a moment that the universe is singing that song to you right now. You ain't never had a friend like me. Anything you want, just name it. I'm in the mood to give it to you. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. What would you order? A new home? A new car? A new romantic partner? What about your career? See, the whole point is this. Anything you want for your life is available. So, having said that, and having put yourself in that position, you're sitting there, and the universe is saying, you ain't never had a friend like me. Ask, and you shall receive. If you're recognizing elements of the law of attraction, you are absolutely on point. I'm a strong believer in and a practitioner of the law of attraction. The law of attraction is the belief that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, a person brings positive or negative experiences into their life. It is the attractive magnetic power of the universe that draws similar energies together. Even the law of gravity is part of the law of attraction. Whether you believe it or not, universal laws operate on a certain level, and you live your life by these laws. So, simply put, the law of attraction is the ability you have to attract into your life whatever you're focusing on, regardless of your age, regardless of your nationality, regardless of your beliefs, govern the universe, and there are many. And it is the law of attraction which uses the power of the mind to translate whatever it is in our thoughts and materialize it into reality. In basic terms, all thoughts turn into things eventually. You focus on negative doom and gloom, you will remain under that cloud. You focus on positive thoughts and take the actions that correlate to your goals or commitment, you will find a way to achieve them. The law of attraction dictates that whatever can be imagined, held in the mind's eye, is achievable if you take action on a plan to get to where you want to be. The key is to distinguish what you are committed to and then design structures that give you the actions that correlate to that commitment, and you will produce that result every time, no matter what. All you need to bring to the table is a desire and a willingness to go. Most critically, you need to be open, and you need to have the ability to be coachable and to take on doing the actions that will forward what you say you want in life. With the correct mindset and a healthy dose of the right attitude, a powerful connection to the right actions, the ordinary person will accomplish extraordinary results. Therefore, a valuable part of what I provide is I give you new practices and habits to take on, which are proven effective coaching concepts, tools, and principles that can help give you good things to think about and then act on. My goal is that my clients find out what works well for them and then put their learning into everyday practice. And I don't allow my clients to argue for their limitations. I coach best with people who come to coaching totally human, with all their mistakes, imperfections, and insecurities, and who are ready for something better, willing to take full responsibility for their lives, and able to act on their values, priorities, and dreams. And I call that being coachable. Let me challenge your thought processes and getting your face when you want to hold on to negative conversations that are as old as your freckles. So if you're coachable, I'll coach you. And everything you always dreamed and hoped for but never thought you could have will be available to you. It works. I know. I did it. Early in 2013, I recognized that my way of coaching had a very unique style to it. In different conversations with friends and in utilizing my skills at coaching, I now recognize that style as a positive influence that I use to empower people to go for their dreams and take on anything they want and realize their potential, because they can have anything out of life. I'm a yes that anything is possible. I come from a large family with 7 children, and I was the middle and oldest girl. I married relatively late in life. I was 31 years old and had almost given up that I would find Mr. Right. I had 3 children. 1 baby girl died at birth, and my first child died at the age of 30 in 2007 by her own hand. I had to rise above a difficult childhood where I experienced poverty, tragedy, and devastating issues. Through it all, I persevered, and I did now deliver a powerful program to impact people and have them win in life. And I'm here to give away what it takes to achieve success and how, no matter where you are in life, you can achieve outrageous fortune. Success is realized by anyone who is willing to define it and then go after it. And I enjoy being with people when success happens for them because of their own decision to make it happen. And success doesn't have to be this elusive thing that you wish for and hope to experience someday. You can live the dream today. You simply need to decide now to be a yes to what it is you want and then go after it. And start by removing the things that hold you back or drag you down. The partnership that develops between the coach and the client is meaningful, exciting, and dynamic. Together, you and I can create a life and a career path that suits you best. And I believe your life will evolve as a result of the coaching process. I want you to say yes. I want everyone to say yes. Say yes to life. Now, some folks say life is like a bowl of chocolate. Well, I say life is like a baseball game. Life is the pitcher, and you are at bat. Life pitches, and you try to hit the ball. And life pretty much throws all kinds of pitches at you, curveballs and fastballs and just ball after ball after ball. And you swing away. And you don't have very much to say about what life pitches at you. However, you have everything to say about how you react to the balls that life pitches. So are you going to be a yes? Are you going to be a no? Well, that's what this is all about. Say yes. It's not that complicated. Say yes to risk. Say yes to power, magic, and fun. If life is a mystery, the solution is yes. If life seems elusive and you don't know what to do, say yes. This is the access to eternal youth. You don't need a mythical fountain to say yes. You don't need a credit card to say yes. You don't need to take off your clothes or walk across hot coals or do anything you don't want to do. You have the opportunity to put a stop to any conversation that you've got in your head that's rattling around up there and that little editor is up there criticizing and telling you what you can and cannot do. You can do whatever you want. Just say yes. Let me first start by distinguishing something for you. You see, I don't mean for you to eliminate the word no from your vocabulary. There are a lot of things that it's appropriate to say no to. The word no is not a bad word, and the word yes is not a good word. Even though I'm telling you to say yes, what I'm actually referring to is not what you are doing. It is who you are while you are doing whatever it is you're doing. Who you are and what you do. Who you are being, not what you are saying. We're going to tackle life inside a modality. It's a powerful, positive mindset. And it's empowering you to have anything you want. You can have it. Just say yes. As you start crafting the life of your dreams, you're going to remold your molecules to be one of a positive mindset. And I'm not speaking to positive thinking. I'm speaking to being someone whose life revolves around being open and available to receive and takes the actions necessary to receive. As my favorite celebrity Yoda says, do or do not. There is no try. I could tell you, say no. I could say to you, say no to stress and stress-caused illnesses. Say no to unemployment and being a victim of your circumstances. Say no to emotional abuse, toxic relationships, and disempowering interactions. I could tell you these things, and I could call my closet the things to say no to, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to teach you one of the biggest things that I teach my clients right from the beginning. I'm going to teach you not to affirm with your speaking that which you do not want. You don't go into a restaurant, sit down, and pick up the menu and say, well, first off, I don't want pancakes, so don't serve them to me. I hate pancakes. No pancakes for me. You wouldn't do that, would you? I hope not. And you wouldn't walk into, you know, Saks Fifth Avenue or Neiman Marcus and call the salesperson over and say, don't show me clothes that are red with black polka dots. I don't like red with black polka dots. I hate them. I don't particularly like blue with white polka dots either. Actually, I don't like polka dots. I don't want you to show me any clothes with polka dots, so don't do it. I don't like that. Now, you wouldn't do that, would you? I hope not. So why do you say things like, I don't want to live like this. I don't like my car. I hate my life. I hate my job. I don't want so-and-so to talk to me that way. See, I'd like you to consider that when you say out loud the things you don't want in your life, you're actually bringing attention to what you don't want and bringing energy to it with your speaking. One of the first things that I teach all my clients is to be very, very careful what words come out of your mouth. The universe is listening. It's not too late. I don't care how old you are, it's never too late. There's a wonderful bit of Chinese wisdom that asks, when is the best time to plant a tree? Well, the answer is 20 years ago. Time is right now. I'm convinced that timing is always perfect and everything happens for a reason. So if you're listening to me right now, your timing is perfect. You're supposed to be hearing everything I'm saying right now. It's all exactly as it should be. I am a business owner and an entrepreneur, a corporate consultant, a motivational speaker, and a professional and personal coach. And I've had the privilege of working with many people committed to improve their lives and move beyond professional and personal challenges that were holding them back and produce specific results in their careers and in their lives. We learned a great deal and made great strides forward. And through my work with different clients, I made a very important discovery that remarkably and powerfully changed my life and became the core of the science of yes. Contrary to what you may have been taught, the secret of a good life is not about having a positive attitude. It's about taking positive actions. Actions you take that are in direct correlation to the results you are going to be committed to producing that makes all the difference. The science of yes is all about inquiring into what you want in life and then taking the actions that correlate with those wants, navigating safely through the obstacles and roadblocks that will surely arise as you make your way to these goals. And that is the process in a nutshell. Full disclosure, right up front, I'll be honest with you, I've always been an optimistic kind of gal. Before I distinguished my process that I call the science of yes, I didn't fully understand the power of my optimism, and I neither could ever really translate my basic positive nature into action that moved me through difficult times or opened doors that would allow me to achieve the many dreams I had. I saw many people in my life achieve things and could never understand why I couldn't when my mind and attitude were so open and available. With the science of yes, you'll create a new, positive, and powerful mindset that will improve your performance and allow you to more fully embrace and finally enjoy your life and the wonderful opportunities that surround you. When you face life with a yes spirit, you'll actually be creating positive energy and hope, not just for yourself, but also for the other people in your life. And the positive energy you create will help you get things done, make good things happen, and help you move more easily through these difficult and challenging times we currently live in. People today have so much to be concerned about. We're working harder, we're moving faster, we're multitasking, answering cell phones, sending emails, tweeting, hooting, snapping, and making friends, and dealing with people we actually may never meet in person, or even truly know, on internet sites that are robbing us of our time while giving very little back in true reward or value. The current political climate is overwhelming, with more people blasting negative energy about our president and what he should or should not be doing. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Mannequin challenges, depressing news, jam-packed schedules impossible to keep up with. We wake up early with an endless list of things to do. We go to bed late, tossing and turning as we mentally prepare our action list for the next day. It's no wonder that our effectiveness and our efficiency suffer as life becomes more complicated. And as the pressure mounts, most of us also find that we have fewer moments of actual happiness, less time for our family and friends, and little no time for ourselves and our dreams. And I know how hurried life feels, because I feel it too. With all that's going on, how do you have time to breathe? And I have the nerve to come along and tell you to be a yes. Wait for it, though. Yes will move you quickly and gently into calmer waters where you can manage your life and responsibilities and still have time and energy for family and friends. More importantly, yes will have you discover ways to dust off a dream or two and embrace life in ways you never imagined possible. The science of yes is a practice. It's easy to understand, easy to follow, pathway to a more focused, productive, and exhilarating life. Now, I'm convinced that this science works for everyone. It worked for me and so many people that I've had the privilege to coach. And I know things can be better. Life can be easier, and your dreams can come true. Now, the thing I get asked the most about when I give lectures or lead workshops or seminars about the science of yes is, well, what about no? Shouldn't I say no to something? I'm not supposed to say yes to everything, am I? Look, having a positive attitude about everything, this does help in the long run and will make things a little easier, but this is not about you feeling good about a certain situation or speaking the word yes out loud like some kind of Buddhist mantra, like it has magic just in the speaking. I've said it over and over again. It's not about the word. Yes, taking action. The actions are yes. Taking yes action. When you have a goal, you don't ask, well, how do I feel about this goal? You ask, what do I do about this goal? Yes, I'm a glasses half full kind of gal by nature, but I'm not saying that you have to be that kind of individual to live in the world of yes. When I was young, there was a song. It was called High Hopes. I believe it was Frank Sinatra who was singing it. It's all about this ant who needs to move a rubber tree plant, which is gigantic compared to his small size, but he's determined. And oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Because he took it on and he got it done. And the thing about high hopes, you can create miracles inside of them. It does take work. Like the ant, you got to roll up your sleeves and you got to get to work. The actions you take are structured for you to produce the results, not sitting on the couch imagining the results or fantasizing about the results, but getting out there in the world. And so when you set out to produce results anywhere, anytime in life, there's going to be obstacles. And it's easy to maintain a good attitude when things are going well. But staying the course when things are not going your way takes willpower and commitment. Develop things to do when you're not fully present to yes. Something didn't go your way or you're dealing with a disappointment in your life. What will get you back in the saddle again? To me, I listen to uplifting music. I'll call people who are in a good space and I'll speak with them to help lift me up. Now, I admit there are times when treating myself to something good to eat will call me into action. Find out what you need to do and then do it. Seek out and learn what you need to get you back in the saddle when life throws a curveball that unseats you. And remember, surround yourself with positive people in your life. And the people in your life are naysayers who are constantly berating you and telling you you won't amount to much. You have some serious work to do to get more positive people in your life. They are out there. Find them. Like-minded individuals who believe in you and will support and empower you when you most need it. It's been my experience that people who are engaged in life, who are making things happen and who like their work or have a hobby that excites them, well, they often have a more positive outlook in life. So the question is, who do you know that is engaged with life? And then the next question, which will lead to an action, is how can you meet them? All it takes is connecting with one positive person. When you find him or her, I promise there will be other positive people nearby. There is no pond with only one fish. Find a meetup with similar interests to yours. Go to a networking event in your city. Reach out on your social media for like-minded individuals. And it's not complicated at all. I want you to be clear about something. I'm not perfect. I hope you fully understand that I have headaches and I have down moments and I have negative thoughts just like the rest of the world. I'm not a robotic optimist or inexperienced and disappointments, heartbreaks, setbacks, pain. I'm a victim of childhood sexual rape and abuse. My oldest child committed suicide. I've been beaten by my significant other and put in the hospital. I bought my dream home and lost it to foreclosure. I've been homeless. I lived in my car because I had nowhere else to go. But through all those experiences, I learned this. The sooner I can shift into a positive action, the better off things become, and the sooner I begin to get back and better and in a positive position. Another important thing I want to point out is that the science of yes is not just about dealing with obstacles and challenges, but it's also about fulfilling on the incredible opportunities that come your way. And sometimes it's hard to recognize them as opportunities, because they're landing like an obstacle. But what they are is a knock on the door. Possible avenue you weren't expecting. Maybe you've been thinking about going back to school. Or maybe you've been thinking about learning to play the piano. Or maybe you've been thinking about learning to hang glide. Or maybe you've been thinking about traveling to Europe. Maybe you have a novel to write. Maybe you have an apartment to rent. Maybe you have a business to start. The science of yes is about you approaching opportunities in a powerful, positive mindset that has you actually be excited about life like a kid in a candy store. I'd like to tell you my mission. This is my mission statement for my business, Strategic Yes Training, and I created this company to train people strategically in the science of yes. Strategic Yes Training's mission is to contribute and make a difference on the planet by providing individuals and organizations with the opportunity to generate their goals, achievements, and results from a positive mindset grounded in the adamant belief that you can have anything you want in life that you are willing to say you want. Individuals will be a yes to life, love, and career. Their dreams and visions are a foregone conclusion, and they operate from the knowledge that what they create for their future is a done deal. Organizations will be a yes to growth and empowering their staff and managers to have the life fulfilled by performance at work, buddy wins, with no one and nothing left out. My mission in life is to bring the world of yes to each and every person I meet. Part of my mission in life is to provide transformational practitioners, healers, spiritual workers, all conscious professionals, coaches, wellness coaches, spiritual coaches, and intuitive coaches to have the tools they need to have an abundant, thriving practice, utilizing the tools from my process, the science of yes. Don't hesitate to contact me via my website, www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoach4u.com. Or you can write to me, Pam Heath, at yescoachforyou.com. I can't wait to hear from you. Thank you for listening on Blog Talk Radio. Please don't forget, before you sign off, to follow my show by listening and clicking on the follow button. It supports us and lets Blog Talk Radio know that you appreciate our content, and they'll push us up in the ranks on their website. And the more follows we get, the more they let you let Blog Talk Radio know and let us know that you want more. The Science of Yes is a part of the New Age Guild and Spirit Talk Radio. The New Age Guild is a metaphysical membership directory that will get you in front of the right clients at the right time. Stop by www.newageguild.com and join us. That's www.newageguild.com. Beautifully present and promote yourself online by showcasing your services. Share your latest news and educate your tribe. We want you in our community. Thank you again for joining me on my show, The Science of Yes. I'm here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Thursday. You and I can examine and consider the science of yes. Our show is from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm going to end a little early because I did not have any callers. And if you want to come onto my show anytime and speak with me, I'm happy to entertain you, answer your questions, support you in anything you're up to in life. Remember, The Science of Yes with Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. We're here every week, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.